From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels after he ended a three-year alliance battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni President Abdurrabbo Mansur Hadi, appearing on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the people to rise up against the Houthis. The Houthi leader, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, called it an exceptional historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis and a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric, meanwhile, said the fighting between Saleh forces and the Houthis has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
Recent fighting has left hundreds dead or wounded. The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Human Rights Watch said security officials in Democratic Republic of Congo recruited hundreds of exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests aimed at President Joseph Kabila and ordered them to use lethal force. Dozens were killed in the demonstrations in December last year in the wake of a delay in holding elections. Mr. Kabila was supposed to have ended his term-limited rule at that time, but the vote has been delayed now to December of 2018. This is VOA News. It appears President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory in Honduras over challenger and longtime TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla, following a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 election. Nasralla, who was leading, has declared fraud. The delay has prompted often violent street protests. Dario Eruraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said there is a suspicion the results have been manipulated.
The government in power has been trying to manipulate the process to generate results in their favor. I think a great difference now, though, however, is that large sectors of the population have rebelled against that.
A partial recount is underway. Eruraque said a new election may have to be held. Britain and the European Union failed to reach an agreement on Brexit, Britain's departure from the EU, but both sides said they expect to reach an accord within days. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
And a lot of progress has been made, and on many of the issues there is a common understanding. And it's clear, crucially, that we want to move forward together.
Britain is supposed to exit the EU by March 2019, among the sticking points whether Northern Ireland would continue to have single market rules within the EU, border rules for Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, and the rights of Europeans in Britain. President Donald Trump has delayed his decision whether to declare Jerusalem Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there. A White House spokesman said an announcement is expected in coming days. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Hussam Zumlot heads the PLO office in the U.S.
The U.S. is delivering a lethal bullet to the heart of the two-state solution. That would be actually the kiss of death.
Israel's defense minister says Mr. Trump has a historic opportunity to rectify a past injustice. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his concern in a phone call to Mr. Trump. President Trump traveled to the western state of Utah Monday to announce a rollback of federal regulations over two wilderness national monuments.
I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens.
It allows for development activities such as drilling and mining. Native American tribes and environmentalists have threatened lawsuits. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday allowed the president's latest travel ban to stand despite ongoing legal challenges. The nine-member court voted 7-2 to grant an administration request that two injunctions be lifted that partially blocked the ban covering six countries that are mostly Muslim. One of the world's largest diamonds is sold for $6.5 million by Sierra Leone to fund local development projects. The egg-shaped 709-carat peace diamond bought at an auction in New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.